The month of September marks the 73rd anniversary of the first songs recorded for the Cincinnati label, King Records. Over 30 events are planned throughout the month, and some of these events will be happening at the main branch of the public library in downtown Cincinnati. With me to talk about these events is music historian Brian Powers. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Brian.
Thanks, Lee.
Let's focus on three of the free events this month. One at Mr. Pitiful's, and two of them at the public library, both on Saturday. So tell us, let's start with one honors brother Claude Eli and the other Bill Doggett.
That's right. We're going to have two nephews come to town to talk about their uncles. On Saturday, September 10th at the main library, we will have Dr. Marcy Ellis II, who is coming in to talk about his great uncle, brother Claude Eli, who was a Pentecostal preacher who was from originally Virginia, but did a lot of worked in a lot of churches for many decades in Kentucky, and he ended up in Newport, Kentucky. But in 1953, he started doing recordings for King Records, and one of the recordings that came out of that was a song called "Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down," which he apparently wrote it. I mean, people. He was the first guy to really record it, though, and made it popular. And that was a big influence on Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash. And what's really exciting is that his kids still live here in town. And so a lot of his relatives are going to come to this event. And it's not confirmed, but some of his choir might come and do a little performance. But we'll see.
And that's at 1 o'clock on Saturday, September 10th?
That's right, 1 o'clock. September 10th at the main
and
library.
Where at in the library?
Up on the third floor and in the genealogy and local history performance space that we have.
How long did he record at King Records?
He started recording in 53, and then he did some more recording in the 60s at King. And he later did recordings in the 70s at Jewel. He died in the early 70s. He actually died while singing during one of his sermons at the church over in Newport. Unfortunately, the church isn't there anymore, but they moved down further to a church in Cold Spring.
And where's he buried?
He's buried back in the western part of Virginia, in Appalachian Virginia, where he was from. That's where he's buried at. But I'm very excited about that. I think it's going to be a really exciting program.
And then two programs on Saturday, September 17th.
Yes. We're going to have another nephew come in, and that is Bill Doggett II. And he is the nephew of Bill Doggett, who had a really huge hit in 1956 on King Records called Honky Tonk. Bill Doggett is a real interesting guy. His career starts out back in the 30s and 40s with big bands. He was an arranger for like the Ink Spots and I think Ella Fitzgerald. He worked with a lot of people like that. And then he kind of in the 50s reshaped himself into a keyboard organist instrumentalist combo thing. And then he had this huge hit called Honky Tonk, which is still a classic. So this year marks his 100th birthday. And so his nephew, who lives out in Oakland, has been doing different things to celebrate his birthday. And also it's been 60 years since Honky Tonk came out. So he did some stuff in San Francisco, and I think he did some stuff in LA. So he's coming here to Cincinnati to talk about his uncle's career at the library. And then following that, at 5 o'clock at Mr. Pitiful's and Over the Rhine, we're going to have a 100th birthday party for Bill Doggett. also to celebrate that honky tonk became really big in the fall of 1956, and this will be the, you know, 60 years later in the fall. So I thought it'd be really appropriate to have a reason to celebrate that. And also we'll have Otis Williams there, who had a hit the same year, Ivory Tower, and there was a guy named James Brown who did his first recording at King Records in 56, and he had a song called Please, 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 which his first hit in 56. Little Willie John had a big hit called Fever in 56. So we thought it'd be really kind of fun to kind of bring as many people that who are still around associated with King and have a party.
So now the event at the library on September 17th starts at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
And where will that be?
That will be down on the first floor in the Reed and Guardian Lounge.
His nephew's name?
Bill Doggett II. Bill Doggett never had any children. So Bill Doggett II's father was the brother of Bill Doggett I. And so when he was born, they named him in honor of Bill Doggett I.
And also, you guys planned over 30 events in September for King Records. We've got a few minutes if you want to talk about some of the other highlights.
Yeah, well, one of the exciting new things that we're doing this year is that we actually have a traveling exhibit that, thanks to ArtsWave, they gave a grant to the King Studios project to develop these panels, is what I'm calling them, that will focus on the first 10 years of King Records history. And then next year, hopefully, we'll get another grant and we'll develop the next 10 years. And then in 2 years, we'll do the third, would be the last 10 years, because King was around for 30 years. And so that's going to be at the Freedom Center. It's going to be up for the whole month of September. And then we're also going to be doing a round table talk at the Freedom Center on September 24th at 1 o'clock at the Freedom Center. And we'll have Darren Blaze, King historian, and we have Dr. Chris Anderson, who is a professor at Xavier University. We're going to be talking a lot about Cincinnati history as far as like migration, how the African Americans came up from the South, and then also how the Appalachian population came to Cincinnati in the 20s and 30s for factory jobs. But that's part of the King Records story, because that was the population that was buying stuff out of Sid Nathan's record shop, and that got him the idea of starting a record company that would do country music and R&B music. So we're going to have her talk, and then we're going to have Philip Paul, who is the legacy, he's one of the last things left that we have of King, and he just turned 91 in August, and so he'll be there, and he can give us some firsthand accounts of King.
And he's also going to be at Mr. Pitiful's, him as well as Otis Williams?
Yeah, they're going to have some other things at Mr. Pitiful's on Wednesday, two Wednesday nights. And so Mr. Paul will be there. And also you can see Mr. Paul on September 24th. He performs every Saturday night at the Cincinnati Hotel in the Cricket Lounge. And so I think he starts at 6, starts playing at 6 o'clock. But he usually plays his favorite jazz music down there.
And there's an event at Greenwich Tavern.
Yeah, that's going to be our final summing up of the event. It will be Sonny Mormon is going to do sort of a tribute to Lonnie Mack, who we just lost this year. And I don't know if I can reveal this. Maybe I shouldn't. But Sonny said he's going to record an album of Lonnie Mack songs. He's going to do an album.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, this is going to be a tribute to Lonnie. So that should be a great show to check out.
Well, thanks for coming in tonight and sharing some of these events.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Lee. Thanks for inviting me.
I've been speaking with Brian Powers about a few of the events scheduled this month honoring King Records here in Cincinnati. You'll find a link to everything you need to know at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.